Well, that is, that's old.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, it's just, it's, but that's what a lot of people say, it's, and there'll be a lot of things be getting rancid.
Mm-hmm.
That reminded me of when my dad had the store up in town years ago, of course, meat would come in, lard would come in barrels, sugar would come in barrels, and his, an old nigga there, a lot of them kind of, he's good natured, and they'd hoodoo him a whole lot, so he'd come in one time, and he wanted some cheese, so a fella just for the devilment of him, set him down, of course, you probably remember, the old enough know, he used to make a wagon grease called a golden axle grease. So some of them just, the old niggas would come in, they'd give him some cheese and a bunch of crackers that you know to eat with. The crackers come in barrels, and every time they sold it, that's the lost money, but that was a, way the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the fellas says, oh, says, let's give old uncle, says, we'll open a new can of golden axle grease. Put him down his crackers, and the old man, he's doing, he smacked his lips, or went back, says, uncle, says, how was that there cheese went? Well, sir, says, it tasted pretty good, but it was kind of rancid. That was, it was strong, you know.
Yeah.
And they gave him that axle grease, of course. It's just, oh, a lot of people used to play tranks on old people,
yeah.
Darkies and such as that, you know.
Yeah. Well, is there anything that you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Oh, yeah, souse meat, head cheese, as they call it, or souse meat's all the same thing. But when you take that, you take the feet and the head, and the feet gives you the gelatin to make it set, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want too much fat in it, or too much lean, but you take the feet, they say cut them off the hind feet at the hock, and the front feet at the ankle joints, and then you cut the head out, take the jewels, most of the jewel off, but it's enough, leave enough in there, and you cook that head,
mm-hmm.
and that there, I just can't, you know what I'm trying to say, that quite, it's in the joints, so that makes it gel, and maybe it's a souse meat,
mm-hmm.
and then they put the pepper and the sage all in it,
mm-hmm.
but it makes it solid. Oh, that good old souse meat, it is good. Some
mm-hmm.
people would take and make lard and use all the skin off of that and put that in there, but some people like skin and some don't. I just couldn't stand that much.
Yeah.
But what little skin was off the head and feet, I could eat it, but if I used too much, I couldn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Well, no, we never did do that. Some people take grind the liver and the lights and the heart together.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget what they call that. Something us American people in Arkansas, we never did do that.
Would that be what some people call liverwurst? Have you ever heard of that?
Now, we call that goose liver.
Goose liver.
But now, I don't know these packing companies, what it's made out of, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But then they call it liverwurst or goose liver, either
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of hog's blood?
Making what?
Anything out of hog's blood.
Out of blood?
Hog's blood.
What, blood of a beef or such thing?
Blood of a hog.
Oh, yeah, they used to make blood puddings and such as that. I never did either. But I had two cousins that used to slaughter down here for a fellow they butchered.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd kill a good heifer or a good cow. They'd stick her there, and of course that blood, I don't know if you've ever butchered or not, but I've butchered lots of stuff. Man, not just blood, they just take and have it wash the hand thing, go down and get the hand out and just drink two big double handfuls of that blood right out of the...
Why would they do that?
They said they liked it. It was healthy for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it'd make them vomit. It'd make them sick of the stomach to see that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, you take them to the table, and if there's a piece of meat,